For fiscal year 2025. Today is Tuesday, November 12th, 2024, and it is 5:30 p.m. And we are awaiting the arrival of Supervisor Wyckoff. He should be here shortly. Oh, here he is. And so the first order of business after we call the meeting to order is the Pledge of Allegiance. So if I can ask everybody to please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Mr. Crispin, are you going to do the roll from the podium? Or we've got everybody here this evening, so.
I can do a roll call if you'd like.
I think we can put it in the minutes. We're all here.
Okay.
All right. So before we start with our business this evening, which is the discussion of next year's budget, there's an opportunity for anyone from the public to offer any comments to go on the record for this evening. So if anyone is here that would like to place comments on the record, you're welcome to come up to the podium. Just state your name and address. And just for notice, all of our meetings are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. So just know that if you are coming to the podium to put comments on the record, that you will be recorded. Okay. Seeing as no one has come forward, we will move on with this evening's business, which is the discussion of next year's fiscal year 2025 budget. And Mr. Crispin, I know you have a great presentation set up for us just to go over all of the details. So you're welcome to get started.
Great. Thank you, Madam Chair. Good evening, supervisors and our staff. Mr. Gamble, our only member of the public here tonight. Before I get started, I just really want to thank the staff that's here in the room tonight. Without their help, obviously, this budget, we could never really accomplish all the goals that we set forth in this budget without everyone that sits here tonight. You know, this group of people, they work very, very hard throughout the course of the year to really be good stewards of public money, and I just wanted to make sure that that does not go unnoticed. So as we get into the 2025 budget, as I point out when we do our budget updates, a lot of this kind of will look familiar to you. The things that will start to change will be the numbers, of course, but under the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, Section 3205 is kind of where you go to get the idea of how a budget should work in a second-class form of government. And in our case in particular, the 2025 budget has 11 funds, which you can see here. They have not changed in the 6 years that I've presented a budget. Our operating funds consist of the general fund, the streetlight fund, community center fund, solid waste, library, debt service, liquid fuels, and then we have our general operating reserve fund. On the capital side of the house, we have the Capital Reserve Fund, the Community Center Reserve Fund, and a Road Equipment Fund. The one thing I wanted to point out with our capital funds, in particular, when I started here in Derry back in 2018, the Road Equipment Fund did not exist. We put that in the 2020 budget. And as time goes on and as this community moves forward, one of the benefits of having a Road Equipment Fund in your budget is that you can specifically dedicate millage to it. At this point in time, we do not have millage directly associated with it. So one of the benefits of having millage associated with a fund directly is that it grows over time, that pot of money begins to grow, and you cannot use those funds for anything other than what's in that road equipment fund. So that, in essence, for public works, that allows Tom and Greg to kind of purchase those big pieces of equipment, dump trucks, plows, spreaders. Anything that could be classified as road equipment would be purchased in that fund, and that doesn't then tax the general fund for a specific transfer in that given budget year. So as time goes on, and if there's ever an opportunity, or maybe not an opportunity, or a time when the township has to consider a tax increase, I would recommend to the board at that point in time, whenever that might be, you would consider adding some millage into that fund to grow and become a dedicated workhorse for the Public Works Department.
Mr. Crispin,
yes.
Would we be able to, without raising taxes, would we be able to dedicate millage that we're already collecting to that road fund?
You can. I would advise at this moment, like right now, the way we have it structured in the budget is that you'll see all the transfers at the end of the general fund in the 492 accounts. So when you see that, that's all of the dollars that flow into the general fund. They are unrestricted. By law, they're allowed to be unrestricted. They're collected, the real estate tax dollars that are collected there then get parsed out to these different funds. We could take a closer look at how the current millage is structured at 2.5381 mills, and a portion of that could be allocated to the road equipment fund without the need to raise taxes. I always say that when you have those opportunities that you are may or may not look to raise taxes, that's a time to maybe consider some adjustments.
Thank you.
Sure. So the purpose of tonight's meeting, as is in the code, we are required to present the Board of Supervisors a proposed budget for fiscal year 2025. We're doing that this evening, and pending any outcome after tonight's hearing, any questions you might have or any changes that you might recommend, that budget will be updated tomorrow. I would ask tonight that at the end of our discussions, the budget's in a position to be advertised for public inspection. That would be required for 20 days under the second class township code. That then puts this budget in position to be adopted by the board at a meeting in December. Right now it's targeted for December 3rd, but you could go and push out to your second meeting in December if necessary. I will say candidly, I'm trying to cancel the second meeting of the year, our last meeting of the year, so if we can do it on December 3rd, that'd be great. If not, that's okay too. The main highlights of this budget, as has been the case for the last 5 years, this is the fifth consecutive year that this township is presenting a no tax increase budget. Real estate taxes remain the same at 2.5381 mills. Again, this is the fifth consecutive year, sixth year overall, where we have not had a need to raise real estate taxes. This keeps our millage the same since 2020. Our budget format continues to maintain consistency with DCED's charts of accounts, and we are in conformance with the annual township audit. As you can see here, and you'll see it in the numbers in the budget that's in your packet, general fund balance is projected to end the year at $4.2 million. That is down from where we were a year ago. I had an opportunity to speak with Supervisor Nutt this afternoon. She had asked some questions about, why is there some fluctuation in that balance? Primarily, it's because we opted to pay for the improvements in Chocolate Town Square Park. That's where a majority of that money went. And then, of course, if there are overages in the budget, which from time to time there are, in this case, there's some overtime overages in the police department, that all gets absorbed in fund balance. So our year-end fund balance at the end of 2025 is slightly less than where it was a year ago. Now, the upside to that is the township has paid for the Chocolate Town Square Park renovation project in cash. We are not borrowing the money. We have the ability to borrow the money. If you recall, we have $1 million draw available to the township to help offset those costs. I'm recommending that as a business decision, we not draw down on those funds because we had the liquid cash available to pay for it on hand. I think that's more prudent to take a lesser fund balance at the end of 2025. So that we're not borrowing the money at a higher percentage interest rate and then having to just immediately turn around and pay it back. So as we move forward, we're still receiving donations for that project, as you're aware. As those dollars begin to come into the township, we will use those to offset our project costs. Those dollars will come in through a general revenue line item in the general fund and then be reflected in the bottom line fund balance number. So that $4.2 million that you see there may change by the end of 2025 based on any future donations that we may receive towards the project.
Chris, how much in donations have we received so far?
Off the top of my head, we have pledged from Penn State Health $15,000, $225,000 from HENR. We had $25,000 from Courtyard of Honor, one check, one-time payment. At this moment, we have an additional $60,000 that was raised through the sale of the purchased property across the street from it. That's being applied towards the project. And there is an ask soon to go out to the Hershey Company itself. They have kind of knocked on our door and said, hey, we're interested in participating in this project. You just need to fill out some paperwork and give us an idea of where you think a donation may be. I don't know what that number is. I think that's a conversation the board may have to have of what that ask might be. But I anticipate all of those additional funds coming in the door in 2020.
A million would be nice.
absolutely.
Considering we just had the dedication, has there been any movement on voluntary contributions from the public since then?
At this point, no.
I had a couple of people ask me about that, and I asked them to contact you.
No, and I'll do a cheap plug here in this hearing, because if people are going to listen to this at a later date, there's an opportunity for people that are interested in donating to the project. They could make a tax-donated contribution to the township. We can accept that. We have a dedicated fund for those funds to go into. And they are tax deductible, so anything that is contributed towards the project will be applied towards the project, or it will be applied towards the future maintenance of the project.
Okay, so as of now, we have about a third of the cost covered with donations.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chris, any other invoices outstanding for the park that you're aware of?
At this point, we do have one change order that is outstanding. There are some aluminum light poles that need to be swapped with actual steel poles because there was too much inflection in the pole when you string lights in it. So those, I think the string lights were taken down prior to yesterday's dedication, and they won't go back up until the poles themselves are replaced. Those are being cast. So I'm anticipating them to be done by the end of the year. But again, I don't have control over the supply chain, but that's the only outstanding issue that I'm aware of at the moment. As we note here, this budget will maintain all of our township services at their current level. So nothing is changing. We're not presenting a budget to you that is reducing services to the township or cutting staff. We are maintaining our current service levels, and I think that's a great thing. I do want to point out, when I talked about this $4.2 million here in the general fund balance, that does not include what we've put aside in our operating reserve account. You will recall when I did my first budget in Derry, I talked about the need to create a dedicated operating reserve where dollars would be parked so that they weren't just swallowed up in the general fund balance. That operating reserve has a projected fund balance at the end of 2025 now at $7.1 million. I've kind of talked about this ad nauseum really over the last 6 years about the goal of the township being a $10 million operating reserve in addition to another $4 to $5 million in your general fund balance, which serves as the cash for float as you're operating day to day. That's a great goal. That exceeds GFOA standards. At that point in the future, and you know, we can have this conversation later on in this discussion, but I would recommend that the township take a hard look at reassigning revenue that we've been putting aside into the operating reserve and using it to pay down debt service at an accelerated rate. Right now, the outstanding debt service in the township is about $46 million. And you know, we have about $3.5 million allocated in this budget for debt service. And you know, I would recommend, just like you would at home, if you have extra money, you want to put on a car payment or you want to put it on your mortgage, once we hit that $10 million number, I'm confident that we will have the ability then to redirect some of those revenues to pay down debt service at an accelerated rate. So I just kind of plant that seed as that's something going forward. I'm hoping that the township achieves that $10 million number by the end of 2028.
Mr. Crispin, I think that we had talked about on a couple of different occasions about kind of solidifying an ordinance, like that very specific fund, so that we have it in writing and in our ordinances that we would like to maintain a healthy reserve fund in the event that we have another incident like Hurricane Lee or something where we have to pull money quickly. Is that something that we could do going into fiscal year 2025?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So GFOA, which is the Government Finance Accounting Association, they have a whole host of different fund balance policies for municipalities like us, where you know we don't have something formalized. They provide a nice framework for us to consider. And I would recommend that we look at some of those policies that they're recommending. We can craft it in our own way, you know, through Pat's office to make sure that the fund balance policy that you're putting in place is acceptable for us moving forward. You know, you want to make sure that you're putting enough money aside on an annual basis to cover any shortfalls in your budget. It helps to prop it up in cases of emergency. But, you know, we've set the framework in place for that to happen. So I think as time goes on, yes, in 2025, we can get to a written policy.
Thank you.
So this is the summary of operating and capital funds in the proposed 2025 budget. So you can see in that same $4.2 million fund ending fund balance is over here on the right. So our beginning fund balance is at $8.5 million. You look at revenues coming through the door at $24.3 million and expenses at $28.6 million. That's how you get to your 4.2. So when you come across the budget and you come down, our total expenses are down here at the bottom. All funds is about $39.8 million. And we'll see that again in another slide further along here. But just to point out, available cash on hand, including all of the monies that some of them are encumbered, which that $3.8 million in the capital reserve, some of that is encumbered for sidewalk improvements, maintenance, fees in lieu of. We have about just under $16 million of liquid cash available for use in the township. Again, and when you go across just the, this is general fund revenues only in the 01 account. So in your budget that's in your packet, you'll see all of these categories across the revenue. You'll see here, this first column is the 24 adopted budget. This is the 25 proposed, and then the net change between the two. So overall revenues are increasing in the aggregate by about 6.47%. I do want to point out that each year when we look at real estate property taxes, when they come into the township, we base that on an assessed value of the community. That assessment is done by Dauphin County. That assessment letter that we used to generate these numbers didn't come into us until Friday. So when we put these numbers together, our numbers are slightly higher because our estimate was slightly higher than what actually came through the door. The number was still up, but it wasn't as up as what we projected. And so these numbers will change slightly between tonight and then the final adoption, so that revenue and then the overall fund balance will change just slightly based on that assessed value for the community.
Chris, is there any reason you're projecting a 12.5% reduction in license and permits?
Let's see. Is
that related to development?
I think that's a combination of things from licensing permits from Chuck's office. I'm not 100% sure why we're down 12.5%, but what we try to look at is the average across the year, and if we're trending up, we try to keep them at that level. If they're trending down, we try to figure out why. I don't have a good answer, but we can look into that for you. Graphically, when you look at revenues as they come into the township, Act 511 still represents, all of those taxes represent 59% of our total revenues that come through the door. The other 24%, this is the one that generally gets the most scrutiny from the community. This is the real estate property taxes. They represent 24% of our budget. So Act 511 is generally your real estate transfer tax, occupation, LST, EIT, any amusement tax that are collected, parking taxes, they cover that whole gamut. And it's obviously for Derry Township, it's a huge part of our budget year in and year out. It helps us to keep real estate property taxes in check, and it provides the greatest source of revenue for all the services that we provide. One of our favorite graphics that we like to show, and I think a lot of people would benefit from taking a look at this. When you look at the tax dollar that's collected from you through real estate taxes, the Derry Township School District represents 68% of those tax dollars that come out of your pocket. Dauphin County represents 23%, and Derry Township represents 9%. And for that 9%, you know all of the services that we provide, a full-time police department, road department, we pave roads, parks, recreation, code enforcement, recycling services.
An amazing library.
A library, sorry. So all of those things that you look at for that small 9% that we collect out of each real estate tax dollar, I think goes a very long way in this community. And again, that goes back to the stewardship that the folks that are sitting here tonight, they all take a very strong approach to maintaining the budget that you provide to them each year. And again, I think bang for the buck, no pun intended, you get a lot for the 9% that's here, for sure. Any questions before I jump off?
I have a question. I want to go back a couple of pages to the general fund revenue. Now, you know I've been struggling with the amusement tax for years.
Yes.
Is there a way that we can start including a separate line item for what we receive in amusement taxes instead of dumping it into one?
Well, there is one line item. I mean, the uniform chart of accounts through DCED only allows for one line item for amusement tax, and that's the one that's coded in the book that you have in your packet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in this chart, and that's where they all go. It's not segregated by, I'll just say it, entity revenue versus non-entity revenue. I don't know if there's a way to do that. I would have to take a hard look.
Okay, well, you're right. I understand what you're talking about. I think I'm not looking at putting that in the official budget. I'm looking at putting that in maybe the graphic for next time around.
Sure.
If we can do that.
Yeah.
Because I would like to see what since I worked so hard all those years getting that amusement tax fixed up, I want to see what we're getting.
Sure. Yeah, no, I think it's an important question. I know Mr. Gamble always mentions it. You know, meeting in and meeting out about, hey, where does amusement tax kind of fit into this equation? What are the non-Hershey entities paying?
Right. I know it's not a significant amount. I know it's not, we're not going to be able to buy a new bus with it, but it's money that's due the township.
But it's a fair question.
I think we also, and to add on to that discussion, I think we'd all like to know who we're collecting it from now.
Right.
And make sure we're collecting it from them on a regular basis.
And to kind of just take one step further for you, too, as you know, the board is aware that when we transitioned away from the tax association, they were collecting this for us.
Mm-hmm.
This Derry Township School District was assuming the responsibility to collect that tax. There was change in administration there. Derry Township now has reassumed control of the collection of that amusement tax. So through a pretty exhaustive process of trying to figure out what has been collected previously versus what was actually being collected, didn't necessarily match what's in the ordinance. So we're in the process of trying to figure out how to address the concerns of the entities that we're collecting this tax from. We need to identify for them what the correct process is, where to remit it, how much they should be remitting, because you have people saying three different things who are out there, and it's all wrong. So we need to correct that. And I say to the board that moving forward, we want to make sure that we're consistent with it. I wouldn't go back and try to collect taxes that were remitted.
No, I agree. That's water under the bridge at this point.
Maybe we made.
Right.
So moving forward, we want to make sure this is right for the 2025 calendar year. So that's kind of a goal for our department, particularly in the finance department,
right,
to get that kind of moving in the right direction.
And this is a discussion we want to have with the solicitor, right?
Correct. So we want to make sure that whatever goes out on behalf of the township, A, is correct, and B, is legal as it relates to our ordinance.
So that includes, I guess, sending new forms out to these folks?
Correct. So some of the forms that I've been made aware of that had gone out weren't necessarily consistent with our ordinance.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I still have one of the older forms in one of my packets. But all right, thanks. I look forward to seeing a full accounting of our amusement tax collections in the near future, at least a preliminary.
Right. Perfect. Thank you. Back to our dollar. Any questions before I jump off the dollar and it kind of the allocation of real estate taxes and how it kind of breaks down for us in Derry Township?
Can we put that dollar in the newsletter?
We put it on the front page for our website.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We love that.
Kind
Why
of
not?
A headline, no new taxes. Here's
where the money goes.
Well, the good news is this, I know they're not here yet, but The Sun did reach out to me this afternoon, and they asked for a copy of this presentation, so they do have it. So maybe this will show up as part of their discussion.
Well, you can ask them to put it in there.
It's true. All right, so when you look in the general fund, moving on to the expense side of the house, you can see here again in this left column, last year's budget was $23.8 million. We are certainly increasing now to $28.6 million, which is a 19.84% increase. That increase is pretty much dominated by, we're not receiving a $2 million grant this year for RACP. That $2 million grant lowered our expense exposure last year. In addition to, we had increase in healthcare costs for the township. As we made the board aware, healthcare costs increased by 19.5% in dollars across the budget. That's an equivalent to about $575,000 increase over what we are paying today. So in an effort to try to close the gap, you know, again, I went back to the departments and requested additional cuts. And I think all in total, we were around $1 million worth of cuts. And, you know, we closed that gap for healthcare. Again, we're also evaluating different options for healthcare as we move forward to see if we're maximizing our ability to lower that cost curve. So that's something that the finance office is taking a harder look at as we move forward. So there may be a change coming in 25.
Correct. I have a couple questions.
Any reason for a reduction in legal services by almost 8%?
We don't have Governor's Cross.
I was going to say, is it because of litigation?
Yeah. Yes.
And there's no, thank you, that's what I assumed it was. And then the engineering service, is that all HRG?
Yes. Well, some of it could be a combination. We have special engineering services sometimes.
But generally speaking.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Don.
So the HRG engineering services, a lot of that is money in, money out. It's money that they charge for plan review that we then charge the applicant.
Got it. Okay.
So that's
Thank
not
you.
Township only
right.
cost.
Our portion of the budget, and you'll see it in the breakdown itself, is not
350.
Right. So.
Chris, so that interfund transfer, when you talked about the $2 million that we received from the RACP last year, that's why that's so high, correct? The increase of 42%, because now we're on the hook again for that
correct.
$2 million in debt service.
That's right. So when you look at the current year's budget, you know, if you hold them side by side, you'll see that our transfer of general fund dollars for debt service was about $1.5 million or so.
And 1.7 million.
And you know, now we're paying full boat. You know, we don't have the benefit of that RACP coming in year over year. So we got spoiled for 1 year. Now we're back on the hook. But in the aggregate, just again, with those changes, we're looking at a 19.84% increase.
Chris,
yes.
For the financial administration piece, the 30% increase, what does that account for?
I think a lot of those changes like are healthcare related. So when you see those spikes, I mean, I know that's high, 30%. Financial administration also covered some tax collection services as well with the old tax office. So some of those changes have come out already. But I can go back and try to zero in as to why that 28.5% came up for you.
Yeah, and then my only other question, it's a wash from 2024, but the 130 grand that we're shouldering for EMS, I mean, what's that relationship like with Penn State Health as far as, like, did they cover any of that cost?
So EMS costs in this township, we are required to provide ambulance services in this community. So we have an arrangement, a direct contractual arrangement with Penn State Health.
Okay.
That 130,000 has been the same now for probably the last 15 years.
Okay.
That has remained flat. As you know, we've had ongoing conversations and continue to have ongoing conversations with Penn State Health about other ways that they can contribute to help offset some of that cost. You know, they have a pilot on the other side, on the revenue side. There's a portion of money that they contribute roughly 275, 300,000. Then that 130 comes off, it backs off, goes back to them. But we are exploring other ways for them to make meaningful contributions to the community.
And then just one last question. The 10% increase in the community development piece, 9.5, do we know where that is coming from?
I'm going to defer to Mr. Emmerich.
Was that question already asked?
So we've put on an additional secretary, but if I can just get to us, our 2025 budget for revenues is expected to be 1.3 million. And our expenditures are, okay, let me give you more finite numbers here. Revenues for 2025 is 1,294,000. Expenses is 1,398,000. So we have incredibly close to a balanced budget in community development.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. So this chart is a graphic representation of what we just looked at in the prior slide. So the largest consumer of general fund expenses is police services and interfund transfers. Those two, and you and Supervisor Nutt mentioned it, you know, the transfers out this year are a lot higher than they were a year ago. We don't have that $2 million in RACP money that came through the door. Again, this would be in our budget document. It's a good way to take a look at this if you're not a numbers person. If you're a pie chart person, it's a good way to see it. As I had mentioned, personnel costs are changing. So this is salary, wages, benefits, insurance costs are up 11.5%. That's in the aggregate. I did mention the increase in the insurance. Health insurance across the township is at 19.5%, which is reflected here. Again, that's a $575,000 increase over where we were a year ago. And so far as wages are concerned, the board's aware you approved that the AFSCME contract for the next 3 years. They have a scheduled 9% increase in 25 and then 0 and 0 in 26 and 27. The Derry Township Police Association contract is still under negotiation. I'm hopeful that that gets settled by the end of the year. However, if it does not, we carry over frozen into the new fiscal year. And when a contract settles, we'll just end up paying retroactively to what that arrangement becomes.
Chris, you do have a placeholder in the budget, though, for an increase for the police department. It just might not be what the increase ends up in the end. But correct. There is an increase included.
Yes, 3%.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Are there any other questions before I move on in the general fund? Since it's the largest of the township funds, it shoulders the burden for a lot of the services that we provide. Are there any questions for me or for the staff about anything that you see in there?
I have a question, quick question for you. Going back to Mike's question half an hour ago. No. the legal services, the reduction in there. You mentioned that we don't have Governor's Crossing anywhere. That's not been completely adjudicated, has it?
No, but I think legal service dollar-wise, we're done. I mean, there's not, according to our solicitor, we're very close to this being finished. So there's not a whole lot of expense left in the
okay.
case for us at this point.
All right, that's all I got. Thank you.
Mike, any other questions? We're good? Okay. So moving on, once we're outside of the general fund, the O2 fund is your streetlight fund, and primarily what it's responsible for is an in and out of fees that are collected from residents who have streetlights near their homes. This is all in accordance with Article 20 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, and we're identifying that there's about $402,000 available for 2025. We would end the year in December with a zero fund balance. It's an in and out. We collect it, it goes out. The general fund subsidy is, we keep reducing it. We're working towards having fees cover the total cost. But that's the primary purpose of the streetlight fund. Any questions on streetlights? Okay. The community center fund. So 06, this houses all of your total revenues and expenses for the Derry Township Community Center. We're anticipating that budget to be about $2.6 million of revenue and balancing out again at $2.6 million by the end of the year. Our general fund transfer that we talk about year in and year out is projected at $847,487, which is about 5.2% higher than we were a year ago. We're now entering year three. So, you know, this is kind of a critical year for us in terms of, are we still the shiny new penny that people are excited about to come and participate in? You know, having the stopgap with the general fund is the only way that we can make community center run, as you know.
Thank you, Mr. Christman, for highlighting this, because I know we've had so many discussions with residents who would like services at the community center for free, and we can't do it. That number, that $847,000, is taxpayer dollars that's going to fill the gap between how much it costs to run that place and how much we're bringing in from all sorts of things. And we're on our own on this. It's just us. Like, we don't have anybody coming in. The school district doesn't help us. Like, this is all township dollars that are funding that. So thank you for highlighting that number.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
And, you know, and it's, I do want to give kudos to Amy and her staff and Zach when Zach was serving as director. You know, they worked very hard to drive that number down, and they do that every year. And, I mean, you guys do an exceptional job of trying to keep everything moving in the right direction, and I just want to make sure that doesn't go unnoticed.
Oh, 100%. If it wasn't for all of the great programs that they're running, that number would be even higher, because if people weren't using the facilities or they weren't paying for swimming lessons or the other programs that Amy's offering, that number would be a whole lot higher.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't take into account, I know Carter makes reference to this, at least he did maybe last year, about the debt service component to this. You know, this is strictly operating. You know, this isn't looking at the debt service. And you know, of that $3.5 million, there's a good chunk of that.
$1.5
million of it goes towards the community center project. So that all doesn't need to get, it shouldn't get lost in the minutia. I think it has to be all part of the picture. Any questions so far before I move on?
Chris?
Yes.
Again, I'm the new guy on the block, so just trying to get my head wrapped around everything. I mean, to me, the way I read this, total expenditures aren't 2.5, they're 3.4, with the 847 incorporated in. So what is that $847,000 going towards to assist the operation?
That 847 is included as part of an interfund transfer. You'll see that in the revenue side of the community center fund. So that comes in as part of that $2.5 million. So that is what is required to subsidize the shortfall that exists between expenses.
So it's just that we're just operating on that.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. So that subsidizes, that fills the gap, so to speak, of what we can't raise through fees that we're charging for service.
Okay. So, Chris, to clarify again, the 850 grand I'm rounding up is in the 2.58?
Yes. So when you look at, if you go into the 06 fund, the actual budget document itself, you'll see that as a 392 transfer.
Right. Okay.
So it should say 06, 392, 060 is where it is, and that's where you'll see it come in. And then it'll be part of that, then it'll be part of the total available for appropriations for community center fund.
And do you anticipate it's going to go up by 5% every year?
I'd like to say that we'd like to keep it flat, you know, where we are. Again, that comes back to Amy's programming choices, how we structure the center, how it operates. You know, if our expense load is lower, we won't transfer that full amount. So year in and year out, at least for the last 3 years running, or 2 years, we have not needed a full transfer in to supplement operations. They've done a great job of generating revenue through memberships, and that has offset the township's need for additional revenue from the general fund. Okay. So 08 is your solid waste fund. Again, this is where you are dedicating resources for recycling, solid waste services in the township. What this does is this demonstrates to DEP, you hear a lot about 902 performance grants. They just released their letter, I think, this week, and I think Derry Township got their 108,000 or so from DEP for 902 coming up. So what's important about this fund is that helps us to demonstrate to them our commitment to recycling services in this community, and opens up a broader range of dollars and commitments that they can make to help us offset costs for leaf vacs, all kinds of other equipment that recycling services may need, a tub grinder, helps our recycling center in and of itself. So here, as you can see, in this particular budget year in 2025, we're anticipating revenues at $447,000 and total expenditures at $254,000, and you're leaving us a fund balance of $192,000 moving forward then for the 26 budget. The library fund, kudos to Allison for a great job she does here. As you know, Derry Township is very blessed with the library that we have, and we also have a very generous endowment that helps us offset a lot of things at the library. Not every community has an endowment to support its library. They may be a part of a county library system. We are not. We are a fully independent library. In the 2025 budget, we're anticipating about $1.2 million worth of expense, leaving a fund balance of zero. Each year we get a grant, and to help offset our costs, we're projecting that at 86.6 for 2025. I know we have a couple supervisors that sit on library advisory board. Any comments or questions that you guys might have?
I have one. Well, first I want to mention that Derry Township and Middletown are the only municipalities in Dauphin County that are not levied with the library tax. So we pay for our library, which is like the crown jewel of Derry of Dauphin County, and we don't pay the library tax. So that is what makes us a little bit different. But I also wanted to note, and I looked through the rest of the budget details, and I was wondering, there is a note about the $322,000 expenditure in there, and I think that our amazing library director had that underwritten. So I wasn't sure if that was just like those funds haven't come in yet.
Yeah, they'll come in next year and then be expended next year as well.
For okay.
The replacement of the
so it's just a wash, right?
Mostly.
Okay.
Mostly.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
That was for the HVAC system.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, that's like $322,000 that you secured a grant for. That's huge. That's a huge savings.
It's
awesome. So thank you.
All right. Moving on, this is the debt service. So now we're kind of shifting gears a little bit. 2023 is all debt service for Derry Township. As I noted earlier on in my comments, our total outstanding debt at this moment is roughly around $46 million. So that $3.47 million of debt service comes strictly from general fund dollars as a transfer in to cover all of our principal and interest payments for the year. Again, we work really hand in hand with our financial consultants to try to understand where the larger market is going. So we try to evaluate, are there any long-term debt strategies that are available to us through refinancing, or refunding, advanced refundings, that allows us to take advantage of the marketplace. Every time that happens, we bring that to the board for your consideration. At this point, there hasn't really been a lot of movement in 24 for any of those things. So we'll see with a change in administration in Washington. We don't know what that's going to have an impact with interest rates and where that's going to go. So we'll see. It's yet to be determined for 25. Any questions on debt service before I move on? This is your capital reserve fund, number 30. We are anticipating $1.6 million of expense, and you can see here, and it's in the budget in a couple different places, but this is in the aggregate, kind of by area, by budget type. Information technology, $20,000. Police services, $585,000. Fire protection, $216,000, and so on down this list to encompass $1.6 million. Again, a lot of this is a transfer in from the general fund to cover these costs. There is that $3.8 million fund balance that you see there. A lot of that is encumbered funds through fees in lieu of. That's where it's kind of parked, and it's reserved for future use for the things that you can allocate those dollars for. Any questions?
I've got one. In regard to the participant recreation, I noticed in the details of the budget there was a handful of things that were for the community center. And I know we talked about why those aren't allocated in the community center fund. They were somewhat small expenses, so maybe that's a discussion the board should have, because I think it might be easier for us to see exactly what is going on with the community center in terms of upkeep if it was all coming out of that reserve fund. Luckily for us this year, it doesn't seem to be very much. I think it was just a handful of expenses, but I did have one question about one of those expenses, and it was in regards to a scoreboard. Is that a new scoreboard, or does our scoreboard already need to be replaced?
It is for a, I'd say don't quote me, but we're in a public meeting, but for lack of my IT terms, a UPC for the scoreboard, which is essentially like a surge protector to protect the board. So right now we haven't had any power outages that have affected the board or, you know, caused any errors with it, but we want to protect it because it's a large investment. So
yeah.
If the okay. power would go out while the board's on, it would protect it. So that's
oh my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you for explaining that, Amy. I had no idea. I was like, we already need a new school. I thought it was a brand new scoreboard. So, okay. Thank you. I just think it might be easier to see it that way. I mean, I'm open to what my board colleagues think as well, but those, it was just that, I think, and some repairs to walls.
Yep. Some wall repairs, scoreboard, gym lights, the cages for the lights, just new cages. There's about 40 of them, but they've all been cracked from balls and things flying.
Yeah.
So we want to get something that's probably metal that would hold up in the long term.
Yeah. That's just, you know, it's those things that we've had the discussion over the last 5 years. Like, it costs a lot to maintain
right.
a center like that.
It's a matter of if, it's a matter of
yeah.
when.
Yeah, and it's a matter of when. And the $150,000 that we're putting into that fund every year to try to offset any future burdens of, like, big things breaking is really important. I know we get – I hate to harp on this, but I think all of us – I know I get a ton of questions very specific about the community center. And I do get a lot of residents that want to know why they can't have things for free because their taxes – they pay their taxes, and I appreciate that. And I know times are tough, but – I mean, we're just trying to plan ahead and making sure that we stave off any future issues.
I would say to follow up to your point, if there's consensus from the board, I think we're happy to move those expenses over to 31. If you want to truly kind of take a look at long-term
yeah.
costs.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
We can.
Because then it's all in one place for, like, future boards to look at.
Sure.
They would know, well, back in 2025, they added a surge protector or whatever. There might be some more.
That's what the fund's for.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Sense.
So, okay.
So we'll make that change. We'll just make note of it. We'll move those proposed expenditures for the community center from capital reserve to community center reserve fund, which is 31. So,
Chris, I'm sorry, before we move on, do you anticipate any of these expenses perhaps being eligible for municipal share grant? Are there any items in here that are vehicles or things that we typically?
Some of the, like, in particular, fire protection, that 216,763, that's covered by municipal share. So
okay.
that is principal and interest on fire trucks.
On the fire trucks.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
You know, some of the items that are on this list are already covered by municipal share. But, you know, one thing the board, I thought, was very clear about moving forward, we want to take advantage of that program specifically for this reason. You know,
right.
It was designed to help us offset needs in the township.
So some of these aren't a true expense. They're covered in other ways, but they show up here because they're allocated as understood. Okay.
Correct. All right, moving on real quickly. Again, this is the Community Center Reserve Fund. This is 31. This is what we just talked about. We will go ahead and move those expenses that were in 30 to this fund. So when you look at the bottom line here, we're projecting a year-end fund balance at the end of 25 at $479,000. That, of course, that number will be reduced because we're moving some expenses. But the point is, we have made a conscious effort year over year to put $150,000 away of general fund dollars into this fund so that it can grow over time to address concerns in the community center, be it pool related, be it gym related, whatever the need is, as we talked about tonight, whatever that need is, it gets covered in this fund.
Has it been used to date? Have we had any expenses out of there before the wall and the other items that we'll add to it?
It has not.
Okay. Great.
How many years has that been going on?
This is probably the third year now that we've put money aside.
It's done pretty well with interest income, too,
yes.
Which is kind of nice. Yes. I don't know if that will keep up, but these funds have done nicely with some.
Rates are down.
Yeah.
It's the double-edged sword of interest rates. You know?
Rates are down.
Okay. So road equipment, I did mention this early on. This is a new fund relative to this budget. It started in 2020. But Section 3205A10 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code is where it identifies your ability as a municipality to dedicate up to a maximum of 2 mills for the sole purpose of purchasing road equipment. So in our case, we do not have millage associated in this fund yet. So it requires a transfer from the general fund. We are transferring $545,000 from the general fund in to cover expenses. It has an ending fund balance of zero. So this is where, you know, any road equipment that Public Works needs, they kind of come to this fund to draw on that. Any questions before we move off of that? Okay. Liquid fuels. As you're aware, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania does collect liquid fuels taxes. And it gets reallocated out to all the municipalities throughout this Commonwealth. So for Derry Township, when our estimated 2025 allocation is about $790,000. So total anticipated expenditures are about $1,066,000, so that'll leave us a little bit of a fund balance by the end of the year. I do want to point out that liquid fuels dollars across the Commonwealth are declining.
Is that because of electric cars?
Because of EV vehicles. So I had an opportunity to listen to the Secretary of Transportation talk about it in Scranton at the Pennsylvania Municipal League Conference. And for that reason, the state's feeling pressure about not being able to keep up with the needs of the municipalities because they're not collecting enough money. So it's a double-edged sword of trying to be environmentally friendly, I guess. So in any event, this is where we're projecting our year to be in 2025. We have some expenses, like there are specific expenses within liquid fuels that you can purchase or use that money for, which is snow and ice removal, salt, signs, line striping, some paving work, a majority of all paving work. So are there any questions about liquid fuels?
I got a quick question. I know the state legislature is working on levying a fee for electric car drivers, for EVs. I don't know if you know this, I wonder how that is going to fit into the liquid fuels, how they're going to break that out to the municipalities.
I don't know. I mean, that's a pay grade above me at the state level.
Right, okay, because I've been reading about it, but I haven't seen anything about how it's going to transfer to liquid fuels.
Right. I'm sure they're probably trying to figure something out, because as time goes on, and this technology is improved, and they get to a point where it's actually meaningful. Mm-hmm. It's going to have an impact on this number year over year. So, the Commonwealth has to figure out a way to supplant liquid fuels needs, because paving is not going to go away. You're still going to need roads. So, I guess to be determined. We'll see where it goes.
I'll keep an eye on it for you.
All right. Thank you. All right, last operating fund for the township is 95. This is your general operating reserve. I talked about it at the very beginning of our meeting. We are projecting year-end fund balance at $7.1 million. This is great. My goal has been and continues to be a $10 million operating reserve by the end of 2028. All things being equal, if all things happen the way we project them to be, we should hit that target fairly easily. Any questions on the reserve? Right now, we're not using any of those dollars. We park them there. We We look to invest them. We have interest income there. So this is really your piggy bank for the township so that you're protected in the event there's a problem.
I actually do have a quick question. So getting back to the community center issue, if something, God forbid, goes terribly wrong, this is where the money is going to come from to cover those costs.
This is one source, yes. So, I mean, this is where Hurricane Lee, Tropical Storm Lee, when it came through, I mean, that all of those unforeseen circumstances that happen, this becomes your emergency fund, just like at home. You know, if you have a washing machine that goes or a refrigerator that goes, you hopefully have some money set aside that you can buy something to replace it. That's where that money comes from.
So in the case that I mentioned, that would be a fund transfer into that, into the community center budget. So we wouldn't be running a negative balance in there.
So what would happen in the event that there's a problem and there was a reliance on these dollars, you would see a transfer out of operating reserve and it would transfer into community center 31, where it would then be allocated for whatever the need is. Swimming pool has a huge crack and they've got to drain it and redo it. That's where that goes. Now, depending on the cost, of course, the township always has the ability to borrow additional dollars to help offset those capital needs, depending on what it is.
Yeah, I think we'd like to stay away from borrowing for a while.
Understood.
But hopefully we'd have enough money in that community center reserve fund to cover any unforeseen.
And that's kind of what I'm concerned about. I see what you guys are saying about keeping track and things that go to the community center being taken out of the community center pot of money, so to speak. I get that. But for smaller items, like the surge protector, how much is that running?
I believe that was around $6,000.
Yeah, that, I mean, for all intents and purposes, that's not a lot of money compared to the millions that we're talking about. Do we want to keep our community center budget the way it is and keep adding to it and maybe...
What if we add more?
That would be fine to add more. I don't have a problem with that, but I don't know that we want to go there this year.
Well, even if it's just $25,000. I mean, even if it's just what we were spending in the other one and transferring it over, at least then there's an accounting for it.
Yeah, I don't have an issue. I'm okay with that. Somebody brought up, can we use that? Can we use local share to get something like this? Do you know if that falls under that? And is that an emergency purchase that we need to get, like yesterday?
The scoreboard protector?
Yeah.
It's not an emergency purchase.
It's precautionary.
It's a precautionary.
Precautionary is what it sounds like.
Anything, right. Yeah.
And spring's coming around, so that's thunderstorms. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't have an answer on local share use. I would think that operationally, outside of what we just presented tonight for 2025, moving forward for 2026, you could evaluate a couple of things. You could look at transferring more money into that reserve account for the purpose of building that nest egg.
Because, Chris, it could always be rolled back if need be, correct?
Yes, because...
It's not like it's irrevocable.
The only place that is not applicable is if you have a fund like road equipment where it has dedicated millage.
Where it's tied to a millage.
You cannot move that money.
Once it's over, it's gone.
It's yes.
I think this goes back a little. My concern goes back when we were just initiating concerns about the pool. And I always worried about the the cost of replacement of some of these items, like pumps or, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, right?
Dehumidification units, pool pack units, they're like basic tickets, they're hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, there you go. See, I think that concerns me if something like that goes.
And Zach, most of that's out of warranty?
Well, that's out of warranty.
That's out, was like, what, is that usually 1 year and done?
You shouldn't have a problem unless something crazy.
I mean, to your point, Rick, if a municipality has the wherewithal to do it, you would look at the depreciated value of what that equipment is. And each year you would transfer the depreciated value into the account to build the nest egg for replacement costs.
Thank you. That works for me.
But
Make it so.
We'll have to see how that goes.
But that's never gets done. I didn't realize that. That's a good idea. But
that's so generally how you want to look at it.
So we can cover costs like this, and I know you can't account for every item in that center that could go bad.
Right. It's impossible.
I understand that, but. There are studies with a lot of this equipment that can tell you how long how long something will last, how long a pump will last, how long the dehumidifier.
We probably know the useful life of a lot of this equipment.
Yeah,
you know,
and I think I think that's what we're getting at. That's maybe what we should be basing a lot of this, like we do with the fire trucks and stuff.
Well, you know, when we decided it, $150,000 a year was really an arbitrary number.
Sure.
It was not based on anything scientific. It was, let's start putting money aside because we have to.
Yeah, I was hoping it'd be a little more, but that's just me.
You know, I think as we move forward, it certainly could be a goal of the budgeting process to identify what those total depreciated costs are year over year and try to figure out if that transfer can happen. You know, again, that's useful. That you know, that's a good wish list item for good budgeting purposes. I don't think it's a bad idea. But I think it's something we have to evaluate moving forward.
So that would be something for the budget for 26?
Yes.
Can you write yourself a note that
duly,
we want
to duly noted.
Consider it done, right?
Yeah, duly noted. And the other thing that I want to mention is that in the event that there's an opportunity to be gained with the Derry Township School District to help offset future capital costs, I would hope that the monies that we could get from the district can be applied into that REC capital account. That's where it would go. That's where it would be invested. That's more of a supervisor to school board conversation more so than manager to board of supervisors. But I just want to plant that seed if that's something that...
So that's your strategy?
Well, it's not a strategy. It's
put the ball in our court.
It's a hope, you know. But anyway, but thank you. Just in closing comments, I just want to again reiterate that the 2025 budget as proposed tonight, even with the minor changes, is still a no-tax increase budget. This again represents our conservative approach to financing this township and the services that we provide. We continue to deliver, in my opinion, very high quality, cost-effective services. And the 2025 budget gives us a path and a roadmap of how to get there for next year. Again, as I noted at the very beginning, unless there are any other questions that the board might have tonight of me or of the staff, I would request that you authorize this to be advertised at this meeting tonight. We will then go ahead and make those changes that we talked about and get that out for public review for 20 days tomorrow.
Chris, thank you.
Yes.
This was a great presentation, and it was great to be able to kind of discuss everything as we went along. So appreciate that, and to all of the staff who I know you guys have been working really hard on making this all work, and we definitely appreciate a no tax increase budget. That was the mandate. So we thank all of you for that, and this is a great presentation. It was a good conversation. I do have one question, and I'm guessing maybe the other board members have a couple of questions department-wise, but I'm sure no one's going to want to answer this one, but I have one for the chief. And it's in regards to, I looked at the police budget, and I have a question about traffic tickets. And I know we just brought on 4 new traffic officers who will hopefully be ready to roll in early 2025. And I was wondering, I know you hear it, how our community is worried about speeding and traffic safety. And I was wondering if we expect an increase in traffic tickets revenue going into the next year. Do you think that will go up? Or inspection tickets?
I would imagine it might.
It might, okay.
I think you're always precarious when you try to count on traffic tickets and fines as revenue.
Okay, fair.
Because then you get into the subject and the talk of, are we issuing tickets just to
fuel credit? That understood. Okay.
We're issuing tickets to people in compliance.
Yes. Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That explains it very, very well. So thank you.
But I would imagine with that unit doing more enforcement to try to get people in compliance, you're probably going to see some type of increase in that activity.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Chief, do you know of an average ticket? I don't know what that number would be. Ultimately, how much of it comes back to here?
$5.
It's not enough
for me to take a sip of this coffee.
Yeah, that's it.
So an average ticket, the fine is $25. The total amount for the ticket is usually around 151. So out of that $25 fine, we get half. We get $12.50 for each ticket that we write. That's average, an average ticket. Speeding tickets cost a little bit more depending on how much you're going over the speed limit. So we might get a little bit more for a speeding ticket. Some of the fines, as they increase, we get half of that. But yeah, normally for a stop sign, traffic signal, things like that, we're getting $12.50 a ticket.
Who gets the other half?
The other half. So the state gets everything.
Yeah,
the state pretty much gets everything else.
That's
yeah.
What I mean. The percentage basis that ultimately comes back to the issuing entity.
It goes to different funds. It goes to, there's a fee that goes to the MDJ's office.
Yeah, the magistrate, all this stuff.
Yeah, so yeah, there's different fees that are tacked on. Because, it, like I said, an average ticket ends up being around $150-some. Oh, Tom suggested I should do the dollar bill.
Yeah.
I'll try to have that.
You guys are laughing. I was gonna suggest something like that. Maybe you've done enough tickets, but
I can definitely do that. I'll get the graphic from him and modify it.
Just for
Kristen, you should trademark that dollar bill idea. Yeah.
For our edification, it would be helpful to be able to put a number to, because citizens ask us that all the time. I get asked that all the time. It's like, I know it's a little bit, but I don't know how much.
Oh, that's really interesting. Does anybody else have any other questions? Would they like that?
I just want to commend everybody for this budget. I looked at it. The first time I looked at it, I really didn't have many issues with it. Most of the questions I had were as a result of my colleagues asking questions. So I want to... Good job, guys. Good job.
Thank you.
Any other? So no additional questions for Chris or the staff?
No, thank you, everyone.
All right. Well, with that, if the board is willing, we have a motion to make this budget public so the public can review it until we adopt it in December. So is there a motion?
So moved.
Okay. I move that the Board of Supervisors authorize and direct the township to advertise and make available for public inspection the proposed fiscal year 2025 budget in accordance with section 3205 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code.
Okay, thank you. A motion made by Supervisor Giacinello. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any additional questions or comments? Right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes and the budget will be made public. Okay, that wraps up the business of the budget hearing. So with that, I will open up the floor to anyone who would like to offer public comment. You're welcome to come up and offer that.
Well, Rick, I'm glad to see you open the door about the entertainment tax. Over the several years, taxes go up on everything. For example, you buy tires, there's a higher tax on tires. Price of tires go up, tax goes up. You want to get rid of your tariffs, price to get rid of them goes up. Hershey Entertainment basically utilizes our community for their gain. And we as the residents are losing. So if they keep raising their price, which they do, every year they raise a price, I think it should be a comparable percentage increase in the entertainment tax back to our school district and to our township. So I think if we start pushing this now, because the economy is killing everybody, but at the expense of our police officers, you read every time there's a concert, we got, 10, 15 arrests? That takes up police time, valuable time for our security, our purpose. So I think it's time that we really make a push on this and try to get some kind of compromise that 85 cents on a $350 ticket doesn't cut it with me. So I think now is the time to pick it up. We're in budget season. Let's push on it. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Gamble. Take him.
Is there anyone else that would like to offer comment this evening? All right. Seeing as no one is moving forward, is there a motion to adjourn the budget hearing?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Supervisor Zamuda, a second?
Second.
All right. Seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.